It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're starting the week off with a legendary birthday.
Because
today is Yogi Berra's birthday.
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
You say, okay.
I know you're not a sports fan.
No, but I know a little bit about
it. You know who Yogi Berra is, right?
Yeah, I know little bits and pieces.
Of course you do. So Yogi Berra was a professional baseball catcher who later took on the roles of manager and coach. He played 19 seasons in Major League Baseball, all but the last four, the New York Yankees. He was an 18-time All-Star and won 10 World Series championships as a player, and that's more than any other player in MLB history.
Really?
That's a lot of World Series rings he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw pictures of him wearing them all.
Yeah. He is one of only six players to win the American League MVP award three times. He's widely regarded as one of the greatest catchers in baseball history and was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1972. Berra was born Lorenzo Pietro Berra, his real name, in a primarily Italian neighborhood of St. Louis. He began playing baseball in local American Legion baseball leagues, where he learned the basics of catching while playing both outfield and infield positions. While playing in American League baseball, he received the nickname Yogi from his friend, Jack McGuire, who, after seeing a newsreel about India, said that he resembled a yogi from India whenever he sat around with his arms and legs crossed waiting to bat or while looking sad after losing a game.
That's how it started.
So he looked like a yogi. So that's how he got his nickname.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He signed with the Yankees in 1943 before serving in the United States Navy as a gunner's mate in the Normandy landings during World War II.
Wow.
He made his major league debut at age 21 in 1946 and was a mainstay in the Yankees lineup during the team's championship years beginning in 1949 and continuing through 1962. Berra was a power hitter and strong defensive catcher despite being shorter than most in the league at just 5 feet 7 inches tall.
Yeah, he looked like a little shorter guy.
To be a catcher.
No. Just catch.
Berra played 18 seasons with the Yankees before retiring after the 1963 season. He spent the next year as their manager, then joined the New York Mets in 1965 as coach and briefly a player again. He remained with the Mets for the next decade and returned to the Yankees in 1976, coaching them for 8 seasons, managing for 2, before moving on to coach the Houston Astros. Berra appeared as a player, coach, or manager in 13 of 15 World Series that New York baseball teams won from 1947 through 1981.
Jeez, that's pretty good.
He caught Don Larsen's perfect game in Game 5 of the 1956 World Series. He also holds the all-time record for shutouts caught with 173.
Wow.
The Yankees retired his uniform number 8 in 1972 and honored him with a plaque in Monument Park in 1988. For the remainder of his life, he was closely involved with the Yogi Berra Museum and Learning Center, which he opened on the campus of Montclair State University in 1998. He quit school after the 8th grade, so that was something near and dear to his heart.
Oh, wow.
School, yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. Berra died in his sleep at the age of 90 of natural causes in New Jersey in September of 2015. In November of that year, he was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which was accepted on his behalf by members of his family.
Mm.
In July of 2021, the U.S. Postal Service officially issued its Yogi Berra commemorative stamp outside of Berra's museum.
Very nice.
He's only the 30th baseball player to have his picture on a stamp, and it was the first player to appear on a USPS stamp in 9 years.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How about that?
So Berra was, of course, known for his impromptu, pithy comments and seemingly unintentional witticisms known as yogiisms.
Okay.
Some examples are, he said, it's deja vu all over again.
Classic.
And Berra explained that this originated when he witnessed Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris repeatedly hitting back-to-back home runs in the Yankee seasons in the early 1960s.
I love it.
When giving directions to his New Jersey home, which was accessible by two routes, he said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. And he also said, the future ain't what it used to be, and 90% of the game is half mental.
This guy, I love that. I love that.
Really good yogiism.
Funny guy.
Sure.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Quite a legacy, too. You picked out a record to go along with Yogi Berra, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're gonna play a song that was actually inspired by one of his yogiisms.
Really?
We're going to play It Ain't Over Till It's Over by Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sarah, we'll do it. Thank you so much. Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Lenny Kravitz, and It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because believe it or not, the title of that song was inspired by a yogiism.
Yes.
And today is Yogi Berra's birthday, so we were talking about him.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Yogi Berra won more World Series championships than any other player in MLB history.
He's one of only six players to win the American League MVP award three times.
And he holds the all-time record for shutouts caught with 173.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Folks want to learn more about Yogi Berra, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. I know you're laughing because that rhymes. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can watch this whole thing unfold along with pictures of little Yogi Berra with all his rings on our Facebook page live when we stream this. You can also catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. The entire archive is up there. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it.
You're back tomorrow. Fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Go enjoy the sunshine. It's beautiful.
You too.
Carly Simon on the way. We've got some new shoes and more coming up on Legends 102.7.